if he came along. Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero,
man,
but this town he's shining light.
Endorsing.
Always find
Mitt Romney was a punch in the stomach.
What he thought was,
this is like 100 punches in the stomach. And the way the media played it, like, oh, they weren't going to rule for Obama health care, the takeover of health care. And then, of course, they did rule for it. Very, very frightening to know that even if Mitt Romney gets in, that he supports it. Like Obama saying he'll legalize the illegal aliens, and Mitt Romney comes out and says, yeah, I'll do that too. But then give speeches saying he won't to conservatives. It's just amazing because they're bought and paid for by the same people. Let's talk to Janine in Minnesota. Then we will take a few other calls as well. Janine, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Breaking news. This new ruling, they've been doing it to me for about 8 months. The money's just disappearing out of my checking account. I didn't give them any information. I got a phone call saying we're going to charge you $50 a month and $100 a month as a penalty. It just goes out of my, and I'm on.
Well, I saw that 2 years ago, even before they passed the law. It came out in the news that the state was already telling people they were going to start forcing them to do it and that they would take the money. You're saying in Minnesota, they take money out of your bank account for health care.
Yeah, and I'm dying of cancer.
Oh, my God.
Third type of cancer. And I used to work for the Mayo Clinic.
That's just terrible. So who's taking it out? The state of Minnesota?
IRS. No, it's the department. I get pieces of mail from the Treasury Department.
I knew they were already phasing it in. So even before the Supreme Court ruled on this, they were already sucking money out of your bank account.
On a $1,500 bill, they put a levy on my home.
My God, that is so incredibly predatory. We're going to have to look into this. I mean, I knew as soon as you talked about it, I knew that I'd seen reports of it. But wow, so they take money out of your bank account, the IRS, the Treasury Department does, claiming that that's for your health care.
No, claiming that it's to pay for medical bills that I had incurred. And it's $50, just the bill, and then $100 in penalties. And I didn't give them any information they had.
But I'll tell you what's amazing about this. They're not supposed to be able to take people's bank accounts for medical bills. You're not supposed to even be able to call them. I said I try to stay out of hospitals, but one time I did cut my finger really bad, and they called an ambulance. It happened on a lake. And I said, okay, I'll ride in the ambulance. And it drove like 40 miles an hour and everything and got there. And I paid everything. I had insurance, and I paid. And I kept getting this $500 bill for the ambulance. And went and looked. We paid it, and they just didn't stop calling. My goodness. So this is already happening. Treasury, we have to look into this. The Treasury takes money out of your account to pay for medical bills.
Yeah, I just got a phone call notifying me that it was happening.
How long ago did this happen?
About 8 months.
So 8 months before this had been upheld by the Supreme Court, it was already happening. Well, here it is. They call it a tax, and they take the money and give it to foreign banks. So that's what this country's turned into. God bless you, ma'am. Sorry to hear you have cancer. You know, a lot of cancer is viral, so if you work around it a lot, you can get it. What type of cancer did you develop? All right, she's gone. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen, for this segment. But we shall return in the retransmission. A lot of stations at XM carry this hour. Really the first hour. I break down the healthcare plan. Get ready for the rage, because I remember how hot I was at the start of the transmission. Stay with us.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You want hell? You got it. You want tyranny? You got it. You want control freaks in your life even more, running every facet of it? You got it. I've told you since they passed health care for the last 2 years that you were going to see the Supreme Court of the United States uphold it. And the entire conventional wisdom since they first started having hearings a few months ago was, oh, no, you should have heard the questions they asked. The government could make you buy a car from somebody if they wanted to, or the government, you know, can make you do this or that. This is very dangerous. Special interests can just come and now lobby government to make you buy their product. This is totally un-American. It's totally unconstitutional. It's why for 235 years, we've never had anything like this, because it's diametrically opposed to our system. It is the nightmare, control freak, eugenics-based nanny state on steroids. And I'm going to go through a list this morning of research we did and some articles, and it's only part of the nightmare. The nightmare is so huge, so deep, I don't know how to describe it. This morning, I got the news driving to work. that the Supreme Court, who was going to announce last week but suddenly backed off and didn't announce, and I made the point I thought that was very foreboding, came out and basically upheld the entire government-run healthcare system that was written by insurance companies. So let's get one thing straight here out of the gates, okay? This is not debatable. NPR this morning had Gibbs and all the globalist minions and press secretaries of old on celebrating the people get their free health care. Isn't this great? Let's get one thing straight. The big insurance companies on record, go read the Wall Street Journal. Go read New York Times. They sold it like, well, it's a good idea. The insurance companies are even for it. A consortium of them wrote it. Yes, that's why Obama's plan is Mitt Romney's plan, because Mitt Romney's plan was not his plan. It was the big bank's plan as a direct tax to them, as we've said hundreds of times. We've written articles. I can't believe how dead on this transmission is. It's unbelievable. You've ignored at your peril. And you know why? Because we do the research. No one else has been saying this. That it's a direct tax to the insurance companies to make 33 to 35, depending on how you interpret it, million people buy MD mainline foundation created controlled Rockefeller style medicine that we've had the last 90 years. Okay? And it allows the insurance companies and HMOs owned by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and those other big mega six banks that are writing up their living will about to go belly up like Enron. They're really just shell corporations. The money's already been stolen. It's a designed implosion. They own the big insurance companies on record. And this is a tax, as the Supreme Court has said. And they claim that's their power. A tax directly to special interest. Your money doesn't go to Uncle Sam. They're saying this is a tax directly to, in fact, guys, will you cue up the CNBC piece where they say we're all slaves to world government, please? Cue that up for me, because it's in your face, okay? Listen, it'd be bad enough to have socialist health care even run by good people, because it would turn into eugenics-based. Once you communalize everybody, folks are going to say, well, we got to control what you eat and do, because everybody else is paying for it. And there goes free will. There goes individualism. Here comes the nanny state into your life, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your medicine cabinet, in your refrigerator. And you notice all that's being rolled out right now. So I'm going to go through all of this, but it makes my head spin. And nothing has made me want to leave this country more than when I got the news this morning that they had just put the whole thing through. As my gut told me they would. Because, look, the elites that have taken over this country, the banksters, the Bernie Madoff Kinley types that are creating the carbon taxes, and that just got upheld by a federal appellate court. This is the agenda they want. That's why the exact same thing comes out of Mitt Romney in his actions, not his rhetoric, that comes out of Obama. Because this is what they want. This is globally going in everywhere. You can watch on C-SPAN, the House of Commons, every time I watch it, they have members of parliament get up to the prime minister, doesn't matter who's in office, Tony Blair or Cameron, or in between those two, the last guy, and they say, well, my constituent died of brain tumor. She waited 2 years to get it. It was almost 100% operable if she got surgery within 6 months, but they made her wait. And then Tony Blair gets up and says, well, I admit that's going on. We need to change that. We need more funds. Paul Watson, for a month, had a chest cold and was going to the National Health Service, because you're not allowed to go to a private doctor that the elites go to unless they give you permission. And they gave him a little pack with some bandages, some Tylenol, some aspirin, and some things. And he went back and said, I can get this at the store. And he finally, with some herbs and things, was able to cure himself. Could not go see a private doctor, even though he had the money to go do it. That's what the government wants. That's the control they want. This government, all over the country, runs lies every year when school starts, saying it's the law, you got to take 40-something vaccines when there is no law. Even if you support vaccines, what does that tell you? It is a unified group of abject scumbag criminals. And it's we the people that have to start saying no to this. We've got to resist this. Now, let me give you another little nugget here. The IRS is going to get your medical records and is going to enforce this, and you've got to file with them And they've got other legislation introduced where they can share your medical records and IRS records with any agency they want. Folks, Nixon got in trouble for just having IRS files. This is all total in-your-face evil. And why not? They've worked to get their people in all the regulatory positions, in the major court positions, and they're moving against us. Yeah, Obama is getting ready to speak about his big victory here in just a moment. And I'm not even going to go to that idiot. He's not even the president. He's a joke. He's a fraud. He's a teleprompter reading scammer. But we'll read some of the scumbag transcript later. And it's time to pull them down. It's time to stop putting them on a pedestal. It's time to really, that's not an exaggeration that we have a criminal government. I have the Washington Post, Foreign Policy Journal, foreignpolicy.com, one of their elite publications, saying fast and furious, fast and the ridiculous, in Mexico it's taken as fact that the United States is backing the drug cartels, you mean criminal elements. And they go on to say they had lunch with Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, and he says that it goes a lot deeper in his government drug dealing and backing cartels. And they say they met with a top libertarian banker as well, and they say it. Well, they don't say it. It's in the Chicago Tribune. It's in the El Paso Times a year and a half ago. We broke it. It's in federal filings. The tons of cocaine per little cartel they've got, the guns they ship to drug cartels in the U.S., in Chicago, in Indianapolis, Indiana, in Dallas, Texas, in Tampa, Florida. I mean, go look it up. Go look, they're drug dealers. They carried out Oklahoma City. This isn't the government. Okay, I said I'd give you the skinny on the health care law. Here it is. Here it is. The trap, number one, is this. The trap. Once they've got government control of mandated health care, they openly are saying through the death panels, and they've set them up. They don't call them that, but it's these federal boards that are staffed by insurance company execs, bioethicists, who decide you don't get eye surgery after 65. You don't get knee surgery after 60. You were overweight, so you don't get that knee surgery, or you don't get that. I mean, literally, they admit in Time Magazine, Newsweek, they're rolling it out now, going, well, you're paying for it. Those of you that are healthy, you shouldn't have to pay for it. Well, see, we don't need to pay for people that have made bad choices. That's why it's a free market system. But once you have that trap, now we've got to have social control. And so that's the big plan. And they admit the plan is to control everything and have the big insurance companies make you buy health care. It's already increased the price in the last 2 years. Just the fact that it was in place and being phased in, a 25% plus increase in cost. Most analysts say it's going to go 50% in the next 2 years. It makes more people dependent on the system. There was already charity care, but they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath 15 years ago in medical school that they had for thousands of years. Hippocrates, going back to that, that my dad was taught in dental school. You do a 30-year care for free, or you get local charities to pay for the lab work and things. All these so-called charity hospitals that are really for-profit, they're supposed to, people don't even know. I think the illegal aliens get the care. They go in and say charity care. Boom, by law, they're given it. One of my crew members had Crohn's disease. His insurance had dumped him a long time ago before he even worked for me full time. And I said, no, there is charity care. His doctors lied and said it didn't exist. He found out about it and had like a $40,000 surgery for free. For free, because he couldn't afford the insurance. And he was somebody making, you know, lower middle class wages at that time. They wouldn't insure him. And he couldn't pay for it. And if you pay the top dollar, it would have been $200,000. But the charity care calculation for everything put together and 2 weeks in the hospital and a bunch of his intestines removed was $40,000-something. So they're getting rid of that. There's no Hippocratic Oath. There's no you're supposed to do the health care part of it for free. It's not just about playing golf on the golf course. By the way, it's bankrupting doctors. They don't make the money they used to. When we come back, I'm going to break down the rest of it. The trap, letting control freaks and social engineers of government who say there's too many of us run everything. The insurance lobby wrote the entire thing. And it dovetails with the IRS is to be the enforcer now, the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, who this tax pays to, will now be in your health care. And the Supreme Court said this is a tax. What an incredible admission. It's actually true. They go, we have the power to tax. Yeah, the power to destroy. But it's illegitimate. because it's out of your purview, your jurisdiction, and it goes to private banks that own the insurance companies. Oh!
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
And like a boa constrictor, they're going to take your time coiling the system around us and squeezing us. During the short break, I was watching part of Obama's live speech from the criminal house, the White House there, that is being disgraced by all the rats and criminals that are inside of it publicly. And all the different crimes they're committing, from putting our military under NATO and UN command and telling Congress they have no authority to giving al-Qaeda control of Libya and areas of Syria, as we reported 4 days ago, back on Sunday, there are special forces from the West backing al-Qaeda getting near and surrounding the president's compound there in Damascus. I mean, there's just no end to the unbelievable wholesale evil that the globalists are funding in front of everyone, because the general public is in a trance and is too lazy to get into the complexities of what's happening. But it's not even complex anymore. In fact, I had the guys during the break. I said, type in Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions. And the law comes up. The Associated Press comes up. And we can put that on screen for folks. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, just type in Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions for kids. And the reason I raised this is I was watching during the break Obama speak, and he was saying, well, we need this for families. We need this for children. You know, we don't need this to bankrupt someone. We need to cover people's conditions. It doesn't. It makes you buy insurance, lets the insurance companies control the type of care you get. The code word for that is, well, there's too many unneeded tests. The doctors are just trying to make money. No. No. Daschle, in the book he wrote on it, and that's in the health law, said, oh, well, if you're over 65, you don't need that eye surgery. You need to go on and die. This is how they run socialism. But it's socialism on the bottom, pure profit to the big banks on top. And we have it on screen. If you scroll down, Obamacare does not cover pre-existing conditions for children. And that was from almost 2 years ago, right before Congress passed the law. Hours after President Obama signed historic health care legislation, a potential problem emerged. Administration officials are now scrambling to fix a gap. Oh, it was a mistake. And the highly touted benefits for children. And it still doesn't guarantee it. I mean, it is just such a scam, ladies and gentlemen. Such a fraud. And written by the insurance companies so the doctors and nurses are no longer in control of the care. And now government's involved, and they can say, oh, yeah, we've got to ban soda. We got to ban milk. We got to ban popcorn spreading all over the U.S. or put big taxes on it because it goes into the health care fund that's then paid to these stinking insurance companies, and you've got to go buy it from them. And that's why now that there's no market and they can force you to buy it, it's gone up 25%. That was about 6 or 7 months ago I saw that number. They were projecting 50% in the next few years. But health care has already gone up a bunch. Yeah, because they're making you buy it now. There is no end to this. And in Canada, in England, in Germany, I talked to the people over there. It is selective. If they don't like you, they put you to the end of the line. In some areas of England, you can wait over 2 years for surgeries that are totally operable, but if you don't get them, you're dead. Oh, you got a tumor in your liver. Yeah, if we got that out in a few months, you'd be fine, but you know what? You're going to wait a year and a half. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. This is the scum government, the people that crave control in our lives even more. And it's all over the world they're putting this in. It's the same big criminal banks who have control the issuance of currency and credit as Ponzi scheme operators. They're in control of the whole planet. I had Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, on today. We have moved her. I apologize, but this is obviously breaking news. We're going to move her to sometime next week to expose the UN takeover of our society at the local level. But via UN UNESCO that sets the standards. The first director general of it was Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, who was a top eugenicist and the founder of transhumanism. They said, and George Bernard Shaw and Bertrand Russell, I'll go read these Nobel Prize winners, people like Bernard Shaw Bertrand Russell, saying, we're going to take over with government health care. We're going to kill you, dead in a hammer, because you're a useless feeder. And who are the useless feeders? The truth is they create the useless feeders of the welfare and then use them as an army to take us out. Then they kill them next. Just like they fund Al-Qaeda to attack everybody. I'm so sick of it. People better understand the bankers learned 500 plus years ago in the black nobility wars in what is Italy today, was city-states, how to finance all sides. And they've done it ever since. The Rothschilds, all of it. This is how they work. Let me tell all the stupid, wannabe liberal socialist idiots out there, chump sucker morons. Did you get free health care with Obama? No, you'll never get it. Did you get that free house, that free car? Did you get your economy back? No. And all of you suckers for Romney, he's bought and paid for by the same interest. Romney, quote, wrote Obamacare. What does that tell you about him?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This has all been carefully planned out. The anti-free market monopoly banks that run this country, and you guys have that clip ready, right? They admit they're establishing world government in every financial publication. Decades ago, it was in elite financial publications like Trilateral Commission Minutes that they themselves released in the late 1970s. That's how I knew. Three global regions, sell derivatives to countries, hold the world hostage to the debt bubble that is the banks. By increment, get direct taxes in the name of bailouts transferred to the banks. It's impossible to ever pay it off, but they hold you hostage for the total transfer. They raise taxes and regulations to shut down all competition, stall economies, bring in carbon taxes, and create a post-industrial world. And then they can control everybody. They want you so poor that you've got to get your health care, your food, everything from them. And what are they saying in Europe and now the United States? If you want your food stamps, you're going to have to be up on your vaccines. show, now people are calling their bluff that it's not the law to take the vaccines that are full of cancer, viruses, you name it. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents at Infowars.com, sterilants, cancer viruses. If you're a new listener and they're saying, what? Just type in Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants, and vaccines. Carnegie Rockefeller Foundation documents, cancer viruses, and vaccines. Go read it! They're killers! They're killing us! They're murderers! It's in the game! They're training the military incrementally to have war with us. They're buying, now we've learned thousands, it was hundreds, of armored mobile pill boxes. That's little machine gun nests for those that don't know. Shotguns, machine guns, armed robot cars with huge 50 cals, armed drones in the skies. 450 million rounds of 40 cal, 250 million rounds of 9 millimeter. 100 million rounds of 50 cal for domestic operations. I mean, they're just arming, stockpiling weapons, foreign troops coming in, FEMA putting out press releases, NLE09, just type it in, 14, 15 countries training to kill us, training for war, training for hell. And they're going to implement this massive re-education takeover that'll make Stalin's re-education and Lenin's re-education look like a cakewalk, look like Sunday school. This isn't a game, people. They mean business. And that whole act, my instinct was, this is all an act. Alito, all them, they don't want anger to build over this. They want to just drop it on us. Because they're scared of things in their Google metrics, studying mass movements, which they admit can literally predict the future. They know that it would have been built the last, you know, 6-8 months while the Supreme Court was hearing the arguments and things. So the Supreme Court would say, oh, this doesn't sound constitutional in the arguments, and oh, the Supreme Court's going to rule against it. And I said, no, they're not. And people are like, well, you're wrong. And I said, well, okay, well, I hope. And then they just drop the hammer. And I want to have hope, but you're not going to get hope from organized criminals. You're only going to get hope becoming wise to them. I knew in my gut here at the office, I said, you watch. They're going to uphold that. Everybody's like, but they say it's going to get overturned. And Obama came out and said, I don't listen to the court. And I said, I think, I've even said this on air. I said, I think that's all a shill to make us think that when the, I think I said this on air, I did, that when the court does this, well, it's like, well, Obama said he might ignore them. But now I guess we got to listen. So it's just all an elaborate shill, just like when we were going to protest the no fly garbage and the body scanners and the groping. We did an opt-out for Thanksgiving for upwards of a week and a half, 2 weeks. They just shut it down nationwide. That was confirmed. Because there wasn't a real terror threat. They're staging all that. It was, oh my gosh, they're going to say no. It's going to totally shut things down. We can't let them have a victory. It's that simple. This is all psychology. And the minute you realize that they're the enemy, they're criminals, and they want to implode things, no amount of tickets, no amount of taxes, no amount of regulations. You know, I know what they do. I remember when they jacked up prices to go to national parks and tried to kick out a lot of the old folks that were there 15 years ago or so, you know, the old timers that weren't tyrants, and put in the environmental control freaks who would then take over the surrounding areas in the UN buffer zones under Bill Clinton's executive order. They told them, we may have to shut national parks and lay half of you off. And everybody got real scared for a year, and the Department of the Interior came out and said, oh, it's all right. It's all right. We'll just start writing a bunch of tickets and change the way we do things. And you've got a revenue generate, and we're going to stay open. And we're going to hire a bunch more people. And we're going to take property nearby. And we're going to sell part of our property. How's that sound? It's the same thing they call the cops in. Well, there's a shortfall. You better get out there and write some tickets. Here's your quota. All of it goes into the comprehensive annual financial report, 76% on average. Water districts, city districts. We had a big report on this. California is totally flush with money. But it's all been invested, not in pensions, but in globalist Ponzi schemes. It's all there. The numbers I was seeing last night, Aaron Dykes had an expert on going over the public. It's public numbers, but it's just not discussed. The California CAFR, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and it was more than 10 times their supposed debts. And what they're in the hole is just sitting there. But see, they only talk about the budget. The budget. When we first discovered this and covered it with Walter Burian back in the mid-90s, 1996 or so, it was only in the 60s, 60%+, depending on the state, and all of its agencies, the counties, its agencies, the cities. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the permanent political ruling class coupled with the six megabanks. And they take, back then, 60-plus percent. Now it's over 76% last time we checked. 76% of all the tax money goes directly into private accounts. And you know who started this? The Dailies and the mafia before them in Chicago in the 30s and 40s. It's called the Chicago 1313 and the banks and the Chicago Business School. That's all the Rockefellers were. They were mafia, too. They ran most of the liquor. Go look at the history up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where they stayed and did things. It's on record there. It's not debatable. They use U.S. government train cars to ship the liquor everywhere, producing it right there in... I tell you, it's unbelievable. The U.S. government is nothing but an organized crime shell for these interests. That's why Wayne LaPierre has come out. This is in the Washington Post, publication foreignpolicy.com, and said, yeah, no, we think Fast and Furious goes deeper into government drug dealing and stuff. Of course it does. Of course it does. That's in the federal courts it came out. And see, this corruption's so out in the open now, they've got to shut everything down. They've got to start shutting freedom of the press down. They've got to start going after everything because they've gone so far. That's the thing about tyranny. The floor drops out. At a certain point, so many corrupt people are in, nobody in the system can say no to the other corrupt people. And so it's a free-for-all. And it's just they rob everything till it collapses. And the big banks have even created a stratagem off of old tyrannical systems that weren't controlled to control the black hole effect that this tyranny is going to create. And listen, you've got hope with Romney? Okay. Go in a room without oxygen and just hold your breath and hope. You know, the Keebler elf's going to appear and give you some air. Again, Romney didn't write Obamacare. The people that controlled him, the big banks, did. Obama didn't write it. They were given it. The different special interests got together in hundreds of meetings after that and haggled it out. And it's admitted. Hey, what about this? Elena Kagan, must come out of the same cloning tank that all these other weird creatures that engage in evil, Janet Reno, Big Sis, Napolitano, Sotomayor. I mean, who are these people? It's the joke dirtbag criminals that they put in there who will rule anything. Supreme Court ruled black people weren't humans. They wanted to build the court up in this little game where Obama says the court doesn't matter. Oh, how dare you, Obama? We hate you. Better do what the court says. Also, when it did this, he'd say, see, it was all a setup. It's all coordinated. At that level, it's totally coordinated. And now, 1/7 of what was left of the economy, half the economy, one way or the other, is dependent on government. Half. Now you give it 1/7 more, do the math. I mean, if already 3.5/7 were government, and now one more of those 3.5 are left, so that other 3.5 now, I don't know, 60-65% government? I mean, wow, that's really good. Oh, yeah, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, there's a drone. Oh, there's cop cars on every corner, but government's bankrupt. Oh, write some more tickets. Pull over some more, guy driving a dump truck can barely pay his bills. Oh, but it gets better. They're proud of it. I pulled up Politico. I pulled up the Associated Press. I pulled them all up. Look at this up. Politico. Headline, Rubio, IRS to come after uninsured. And that's in the legislation that the IRS is going to enforce it and is the enforcement mechanism. And that's what they say. They say it's a tax administered by the IRS. You show the proof of where you bought it and that it's authorized by them. The IRS is now in charge of your health care. The collection agency for the private bankers, they're the government. That's who we pay the taxes to. Or the IRS is going to charge you penalties and interest. Oh, that's going to help the dump truck driver where I drive to work every day and watch 3-7 City of Austin truck police pulling over even brand new trucks and harassing them and opening the engine, white glove inspecting them. I wish you'd white glove inspect the criminal government. Oh, but you can't do that. And the narcotics trafficking and the gun trafficking, and you're told, hey, go do this or your job's gone. Okay, so you pull over the dump truck driver, you find dirt on the bumper, anything, give them giant $500,000 tickets. They get too many of those, they lose their job. And then when they lose their job and can't get health care, they go on welfare. Oh, and now you got to take shots, though, since you're on the welfare. I mean, it is such, they want to bankrupt us So there's nothing we can do but be under their horrible, wicked control. And people are trying to flee to the countryside, and now they've created the Rural Affairs Council run by the Department of Defense. And they've got plainclothes military all over the country now, training for war with our rural people, hanging on by their fingernails. I mean, this is a total savage banker raping from one end to the other of our country, and I'm sick of it! And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of articles all over the mainstream whore media criticizing me as a conspiracy theorist because I actually do original, real research. Let's go ahead and play a clip right here of CNBC. And under it, we have over 25, 30 plus articles of mainstream news saying, oh, world government's here. Yeah, it's authoritarian. It's tyrannical. It knows best. It's unelected. It's got giant armored brigades waiting if you don't like it. Criminal bankers who openly fund eugenics and talk about how they're stealing the planet and how they're going to kill you when they're done. Once they've stolen everything and got everybody locked down, they're going to release bioweapons and kill us. They brag about it. I had that woman who worked for Goldman Sachs who made this incredible film on yesterday. The Greater Good's what it's called. She goes, oh, I know. I didn't put that in the film, but yeah, I had the big farm, big, you know, $7 billion a year company in my office. And he said, we're going to kill a bunch of people and laughed about it. And so she went and investigated. And I was like, how did you find out about vaccines? Oh, the big banker, you know, head of the big pharma company came and said, we're going to kill a bunch of people. Ha ha, and make money off of it. And I went and looked her up. I had no idea she was this big high powered Goldman Sachs, you know, top level director in multiple countries. Yeah, Leslie Manoukian. That's how you wake up. They talk about how they want to murder us. That's why. That's who they are. That's what they do. They created Hitler. They created Lenin. They created Stalin. They put Mao in power. They created Al-Qaeda. And they're not going to stop. Do you understand that? They're not going to stop. That's why it's all over Time Magazine, Newsweek. Unplug Granny. Case for killing Granny. How to die. Old people are gross and stink. Kill them. Oh, my parents, I killed them. It's so wonderful. It's so nice. Oh, don't give people surgeries. Oh, yeah. This is them. This is who they are. They're monsters. And it's all fake. You tune into NPR, all Rockefeller, you know, Annenberg, CPB, New World Order, Ford Foundation funded. Listen to who funds it, along with your tax money, as usual. And you listen to it. And it's all just, oh, it's so loving for the children. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. But then all of a sudden, I was listening to the head of Newsweek, the editor. She was on there. She was talking about Breitbart, but she goes, he dropped dead. And she went back into, oh. I actually played the clip of that on the air. She's like, oh, it's so liberal. And we had real journalists like William Scherer. And, but then Breitbart dropped dead. You can just see, I mean, that's who they really are. Ah, drop dead. We're savage. We're taking over. Ah, we rule you. That's who they really are. But up front, it's like, I'm non-threatening. I'm Warren Buffett, who's a known eugenicist. And, you know, Melinda Gates is having big forced abortion conferences right now. But wait, every photograph of Warren Buffett, he's got an ice cream cone. I'm non-threatening. Oh, I'm the NPR voice. Oh, hi, it's real soft. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, little Red Riding Hood. Never mind the big werewolf. We're real friendly. Drop dead. Oh, back to the report. That's why he dropped dead. I'm sorry. Let me get back into my little... That was a little tell to her friends about... We're in control. But, oh, we're liberal. Don't run. We're your friends. Listen to all the voices of these fake effeminate guys. That's not how these guys really act, folks. Let me tell you, you want to find the real vicious people? Go find the elitist country club or the fencing club. Go start a fight with one of those guys who's walking around all liberal. I'm friendly. That person will take your head and bash your brains out in about 5 seconds. That's why they're in control. That's the whole gentleman act that you people don't seem to get, is to act weak and pathetic when you're a big, sick predator. Now, let's go ahead. Watch this right now. Go ahead and watch this. This is what they think of you, and they want you to know now. And this is who runs your health care, and this is who the Supreme Court says you pay your taxes to. And they now run your health care. You don't just pay them. They decide what goes in your body because they want you deader than a hammer. But slowly, 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 birth defects, neurological disorders. Here it is.
Mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Murio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in, but the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers?
We know that.
Mr. LeCamp,
we do. This is
Let's stop right there. And they all agree we work for the foreign bankers. And we had a guest even lined up now with Olympic false flag whistleblowing. I apologize. I've gotten in such a controlled or uncontrolled rage that I canceled one guest, forgot I had the other guest. He's going to come up with that in about 30 minutes. So your calls. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough. An easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got a video where the head anti-terrorism researcher commander of a major city in England did discover that 7-7 was in fact an inside job. We've had him on before via audio a year or so ago. He did get fired over it. And he had a court case over it. There's an interview up at Infowars.com with that gentleman. I'm going to cover it later. That Patrick Henningsen did in England, dealing with it. 7-7 whistleblower fired. I mean, we know how they blew the train up, the trains, the bus, how they set the people up, thinking it was part of a drill. We know about the drills, the exact targets. I mean, we have them. We know they used, Rashid Aswat, the MI6 officer. I think he was like number seven in Al-Qaeda at the time, just like number three in Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News, Associated Press, trained secretly at the Pentagon. I mean, it's just total criminal run. You have to understand, the only reason they haven't killed me is because if they kill me, I've done so many thousands of hours and covered every subject, people will then go pay attention to everything I've done. But they still may. But it's not about Alex Jones, okay? These people are poisoning the food and water. If they were just boss hogs, I would not be this hardcore, risking my life. But these people are so evil. If folks knew this isn't a game, if you understood that the horrible, disgusting control freaks are going to take people's kids if they're 1% over too fat, they show giant 400-pound kids and say, oh, this is horrible, they're setting precedents all over the world to take your kid. CPS, if they say they're overweight, and basically people that are big boned, the metric they take your kid, they're banning food all over the place. They're going to put tracking systems on everything you buy, how much meat, how much ice cream. They're going to put taxes on that, national sales taxes, total control. We're going to take 30 minutes of calls on this subject, and then we have another whistleblower coming on. That's why I'm mentioning it. We first interviewed the other whistleblower before he went public, before all that happened. Then he did go public. This is a journalist whistleblower who got hired to run Olympic security, to be part of running a small section of it, and discovered it's all fake, and they're actually leaving it open to attack. And the intel is they are planning to set up a false flag. There's a news blackout on that. That's at Infowars.com. And Fast and Furious, they're doing damage control in the Washington Post publication, foreignpolicy.com, that goes out to elitists to get their talking points straight. And the headline is Fast and the Ridiculous. In Mexico, it's taken as fact that the United States is backing the drug cartels. I don't know. It's just in, I don't know, 10 or so big newspapers where they go to the federal court, and there it is on record where the federal court admits, yeah, we run this drug cartel. Yeah, they shouldn't have been arrested for shipping 5 tons of cocaine in. We did give them guns. Yes, they work for us, national security. Kind of like Hal Turner, the big white supremacist. I told you for a decade he was a Fed, and it came out in federal court again in Chicago. He was a Fed. Highest level national security. But he threatened some state judges, so they still arrested him. I mean, folks, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. We're in trouble. We're in a mayday situation. And all of you out there that serve this system, did you get a memo not to drink out of bisphenol A? Did you get a memo not to take the vaccine? Did you get a memo not to drink fluoride? Hey, you wonder why you got somebody in your family who's got a chromosomal issue or mentally retarded or got cancer or birth defects, and why the neighbor kids got it too, and why your buddy at work's wife's dying at 37 of cancer? Because they're killing us, buddy pal. That's why. There's no way out of this but beating these people. They got a giant, overarching, scientific takeover plan with brainwashed public. Men go to all these comic book movies and imagine that real men are comic book characters. A bunch of Arrested Development people. We're in a mayday situation. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from doctors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.